everyone.
Salutations, queens and kings. Thank you for another episode. Thank you for tuning in to part two of Thinking About Divorce. If you have not listened to part one, definitely go listen to part one, because part two is probably not even going to make sense. You're going to be like, why are they starting off this way? Because we're continuing on the article. Let me go back up. Give me 1 second. We're continuing the article. She divorced me because I left dishes by the sink, by Matt Frey. And this is the part of the article where he's pretty much getting into his thinking and how other men he feels would think about the situation when it comes to leaving the glass by the sink. So I feel like I'm gonna start where we finished off last time, but I'm gonna reread that last part so it all flows together and makes sense. So he said, this is how some men would want to fight for their right to leave that glass there. And it may look like this. Eat shit, wife, we think. I sacrifice a lot for you, and you're going to get on me about one glass by the sink? That little bullshit glass that takes a few seconds to put in the dishwasher, which I'll gladly do when I know that I'm done with it, is so important to you that you want to give me crap about it. You want to take an otherwise peaceful evening and have an argument with me and tell me how I'm getting something wrong or failing you over this glass. After all of the big things I do to make our life possible, things I never hear a thank you for and I don't ask for, you're going to elevate a glass by the sink into a marriage problem? I can't be that petty if I try. And I need to dig my heels in on this one. If you want the glass in the dishwasher, put it in there yourself without telling me about it. Otherwise, I'll put it away when people are coming over or when I'm done with it. This is a bullshit fight that feels unfair, and I am not going to bend over for you.
So he's saying a lot of slave masters.
Slave master esque.
Slave
like, master leaning.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a little dog whistles in there. That kind
he's upset.
Well, he's and again, I'm not calling you.
Yeah, nothing you like, directly. Nah, these are perceptions.
Just, yeah, because what you're providing, like this elevated, and you know, you're just like completely. Hey, unless it really matters, unless it's on my time. Like, you're not going to screw me over here.
Or
like,
someone is going to catch me being dirty or something when, like, people are coming over. That's straight up disrespectful in general. You're saying you don't care about what I think. You just care about what other people think. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Now, the wife doesn't want to divorce her husband because he leaves used drinking glasses about the sink. She wants to divorce him because she feels like he doesn't respect or appreciate her, which is completely it does direct there, because he's honestly saying it with himself without actually hearing
yeah the
himself.
Actions are saying
yeah, absolutely. And technically he is being dirty if you're saying I'm only going to clean up unless I want to do it or people come over, which is you're showing face and character around other people that you're not actually doing and practicing at home.
So. Yes, I do also want to put another little like a tip or trick that you could use. If you feel some type of way about something, taking a breather and like walking away, like both of y'all just taking a break, because him saying this out loud would not work. You feel me? Him saying this out loud, this is something you write in your journal, this is something you mumble in a quiet corner to yourself, but not directly at your wife. If you're trying, or your significant other, when you're trying to enhance or improve, you know, your arguing skills so you all have better arguments that actually lead to resolution, what you're saying there is not leading to any resolution. You're literally just venting at that point. Go vent in the privacy of yourself, because sometimes, like, people just don't need to hear all that, and people don't deserve to hear all that, because you're, even when you hear what you're saying to yourself, you're like, that's crazy. I was, you know, a little mad, you know, I said some things. Maybe I wish, you know, a couple bad things on a couple people. Now I'm thinking differently now that I calm down. So I would just take time away from yourself, vent quietly by yourself, but not use this as a tool that could possibly enhance your argument and lead to a resolution, because that's definitely not going to. That's just going to fuel the fire more, like King said. Don't add to it.
And in theory, the man wants to fight this fight because he thinks he's right, and I tend to agree with him. The dirty glass is not more important than marital peace. Mm-hmm. And if his wife thought and felt like him, he'd be right to defend himself. Unfortunately, most guys don't know that she's not fighting about the glass. She's fighting for acknowledgement, respect, validation, and his love, which is a valid point, because mm-hmm. this is a relationship. I think a lot of times wives don't agree with me, and they don't think it's possible that their husbands don't know how their actions make her feel, because she has told him, sometimes with tears in her eyes, over and over and over and over again, how upset it makes her and how much it hurts. Now, and this is definitely important, telling a man something that doesn't make sense to him once or a million times doesn't make him know something. Right or wrong, he would never feel hurt if the same situation were reversed, so he doesn't think his wife should hurt. Now, I never get upset with you about things you do that I don't like. Men reason as if their wives are intentionally choosing to feel hurt and miserable, which, again, these are solid, solid steps and points that actually people can take, because a lot of it is dealing with a truly miscommunication, and again, it seems like a lot of hurt and pain here.
Yeah.
But when you choose to love someone, it becomes your pleasure to do things that enhance their lives and bring you closer together, rather than a chore. It's not a son of a bitch. I have to do this bullshit thing for my wife again. I'm grateful for another opportunity to demonstrate to my wife, which that's a building, and that she comes first, and that I can be counted on to be there for her. And needn't look elsewhere and for happiness. Needn't look elsewhere for happiness and fulfillment. I got this.
That's facts. No, I just wanted to emphasize that, because that's exactly what leads to. That would lead to people seeking, you know, emotional support in other places, and then that spirals and turns into entanglement. There we go. Leads into situations like that. When he says she needn't
really
look,
said entanglement. I'm just trying
to relate with the young folk. Is that what they're saying?
You need to stop it. We're not even that old for to be saying that. That's funny.
I know, but you know how you have to infuse social media into TV and
don't give it all away,
all that stuff now. But that's what they're doing anyway. So that's something that will lead eventually to that. If you're looking elsewhere for happiness and fulfillment, there goes your infidelity, cheating, and just mentally checking out in general.
So once someone figures out how to help a man equate the glass situation, which does not or will not affect him emotionally, with deeply wounding his wife or making her feel sad, alone, unloved, abandoned, disrespected, afraid, etc. Once men really grasp that and accept it as true, even though it doesn't make sense to them, everything changes forever. And
I love it.
What I will say again, there is a lot of small implications of communication that's not really being transferred between the two, which is clear.
Yes.
Because your respect level should not come between a metaphoric object over a glass. It really shouldn't.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing that I feel and know for a fact, know for a fact is that this is the perfect for really
for really
no right for really no So this is the perfect episode to listen with your husband and or wife and just start having that conversation without getting too caught up in the emotions behind what's being said. But I do want to be clear. Showing emotions is perfectly fine, but you have to learn how to master your emotions so that they don't take advantage of you and hold you back during that situation, just multiple in different situations in general. So a great way to help improve your arguments is to practice understanding one another. For example, if your partner is trying to explain something to you or telling you that you upset them in some way, instead of immediately trying to agree or disagree, rephrase what they said in your own words and then ask them if that is what they meant. This shows your partner that you're actively listening and engaging in the discussion, and it gives you the opportunity to make sense, for it to make sense to you.
And also, that's what a lot of people do when they're going through a theory and trying to go through a scientific theory.
Exactly.
Actually communicate. Good job. And actually, well, I, first of all, I'm advanced.
You're advanced, okay?
You know, you heard it here, folks.
You heard it here, folks.
Part
the 13s
is... Part 1 and 2.
Hopefully in part 1 you heard that the noodles were slacking, so... If you want to know what we're referencing, you definitely go back and listen to part 1.
And you see she's still carrying old baggage into into the new carry-on. But anyway.
So I'm going to give like some phrases that you can use. I just want to make sure I've understood you correctly. ... Just to be sure. ...
So in summary, do I have it right? That. Lastly, the way I understand it. Ask them to confirm or clarify after you repeat back to them. And honestly, we can get into you know, arguments, and it will turn into a venting or bashing session, and never, you know, coming into a resolution or a solution at the end of the day, and how to improve in the future. But your goal as a couple, after every disagreement, argument, discussion, or whatever you want to call it, hopefully it's not, seriously, we don't want to turn this into any type of domestic dispute, all right? And no type of domestic violence in any way, shape, or form. But we do have a goal of wanting to understand the other person and to correct your behavior if needed. And it should be needed because, again, we don't want this to turn into any type of domestic issue. And that's what a lot of things actually end up turning into, or worse. So another thing that you can do, if you're like, you know, man, if it's marriage, or you're not the person I married, or I can't make it with, you know, work anymore, you know, make a list. Yes, I know some of you may say, a list. I'm not old. I don't have to go out to the dollar store and get me a little booklet, or, you know, actually, you know, there's an app for that, so you can just go ahead and do that on your phone. Right. But yeah, go ahead, make a list and do some pros and cons of your partner, and do that of yourself too. All right, and don't just go over here just checkmarking everything nice about yourself, talking about you fly planes and you make 5-star dinners, because you really don't.
Because
we're gonna check your Instagram. But anyway,
no.
I'm playing.
Some of y'all were like, oh.
I'm playing. But, you know, make some pros and cons of your partner to help you put things into perspective. And you'll start to go down memory lane, and you will remember why both of you want it to not be two but one, of course. And, you know, you do have to... you do have to put some feeling into it, some real emotion. And I believe that's where Queen was kind of getting into, like
you feel me?
Yeah, like you actually really have to
go down memory lane.
Yeah,
and stop thinking about what just happened the other day. Start at the very beginning of just both meeting each other. Yeah. Go down from there.
And for some people, a 3-to-1 ratio is good enough for them to realize that one thing I have an issue with doesn't outweigh, of course, the 3 positives my love brings to me. Now, if we're just looking at that 3-to-1, we're totally looking crazy, okay?
It may not even be 3-to-1. It could be 2-to-1.
Let's be good on that optional way here, okay? Because some people be like... I ain't gonna go there. But let's definitely, you know, utilize that those ratios, and so that'd definitely be your homework. Avoid divorce at all costs, because one, I just gave you a hint there, the cost is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know that phrase, cheaper to keep her, or cheaper to keep them, mm-hmm. is a really good phrase. And I don't want to leave anyone out. Cheaper to keep them.
Right.
Unless you.
But there was this. There was also this funny. This thing that I was watching on Snapchat.
Uh-huh.
This what is it called? This lesbian was talking about how, even though she dresses mm-hmm. masculine, mm-hmm. she still refers to herself as she and mm-hmm. her. And she was like, it's just funny when I go out, people are trying to be so proper that they're calling me him mm-hmm. and he. And she's like, I don't need all of that. She was like, but you know, it's whatever. So it's just funny, just like you said, like yeah. including that, it's, you know, a whole layer of conversation in it.
Yeah.
So,
and also, because
other people was like, true, like some people are trying to be so proper now that you end up offending someone and don't even realize
it. Yeah. And also, if you think they were laughing at you, we were, but just make it better and say we're laughing with you.
All right.
Because there's nothing that
don't
we're
take
saying
it that serious.
Don't take
yeah.
it that serious. I can't change the way that I look literally on the outside when I walk outside, but to be honest.
You can. Michelle just did it.
I'm not going to come at nobody. All right. That's not me. But unless you're, you know, you've tried and, you know, counseling included, and then maybe a break would be best. Just not jumping just straight for divorce, because being away from each other can make the heart grow fonder. And you may realize you don't want to lose what you have. Now, I'm not asking you to be with someone that literally whips your ass every day. Okay? Mm-hmm. Like, the fondest of hearts cannot, like, get past that. Mm-hmm. Okay? I don't
and that's a whole different psychological trip, because you just start depending on that person a whole different way.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't want that.
Mm-hmm. But, Stockholm Syndrome type stuff.
We don't want that mm-hmm. at all. But it's definitely good. I did laugh, also make joke and fun at the counseling aspect too, because that's what a lot of people do that have the money to do so. They go and talk to somebody else about their problems, and they end up finding out that problem. I mean, do you sue that person for not making that come true, or did that person make it real, make you both realize, hey, it looks like the options way out that you two probably honestly should spend some time apart, still communicate, but to the world, break apart. Have some time apart. But hey, I would definitely consider talking it out. And if you need someone to be that middle ground, as a counselor, use that person as, you know, as that middle ground if you have the funds for it. If you don't, you know, there's always somebody on the side of the street that has a whiskey bottle in their hand that's willing to listen to your problems.
Mm-hmm.
If you give them a couple dollars, I promise you.
Yes.
I promise you.
And they might not even help at the end of the day, but they definitely will take your money.
Yes. Okay? And there's nothing wrong with that, because you're stimulating the economy. And I know I'm poking at and being funny, but I'm just giving you some ideas that's where your life could be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you don't know what happened to that person. They could have been exactly like you. Could have been in a relationship where they went through that same thing, where they didn't respect their partner. Guess where he ended up? Looking at a mirror at someone that literally steps away, and you, all you had to do was talk to him, don't be like me. And you mm-hmm. probably would have heard that. They would have said, thank you, now I gotta go pee. And probably would have left off and kept moving about their day, but you got what you needed to get, and you invested that time in listening to it. And I gave it to you for free. Lastly, on that part, there's a lot of psychological issues that people need to deal with before they get married. And I believe that if you get past that first and dealing with your issue before you try someone else, then you'll probably work through a lot of the transgressions and the heartache pain that people go through during the process of marriage. Yes. Because let's be real, y'all. Y'all see all the marriages, and Queen always had me watching the three marriages. What was that show called?
Four weddings.
Right?
I believe it was. Yeah.
All you all see now, out of the glitz and glamour and putting it together, right at the end, you always see the couple
selling the island to bring the grandmother over.
Or I wasn't even gonna say that. What they do is there's a ceremonial process where you eat the cake. you eat the cake, and then you drink the champagne, and it's supposed to be good bubblies for the rest of your life and sweet, delicious, you know, forever. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Okay, that cake, it gets sour, it gets old. That champagne, sometimes it gets a little dry. Mm-hmm. So you gotta find a way. You have to go through a process together and be like, you know what? Let's try and make a little bit close to where we, you know, showed people on the front end that yes, we're in it to win it and not just be in that one moment. Let's try and make a marathon out of that moment and last it out together. Now, if you can't, you can't run that race together,
right?
You know, and one of you need to push the other person in the wheelchair, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Or tell the other person that they didn't spot a chicken on the side of the road.
There you go. See, that's why I say you are petty. Because I don't do it. I don't do that. I don't do none of this petty stuff that she does.
Please, while y'all, we're here. But go ahead. It's subliminal.
Hey, subliminal. You are worse than Drake right now. You're worse than Drake. Her subliminals is worse than Drake anyway. Right now. And that's no shade to Drake if you want to take it that way. But okay, it's completely right. Up to you. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I recognize game when I hear it, and you throwing some serious
game recognize game, Grandpa,
and you looking kinda real unfamiliar right now.
Fact. That was my shout out to my grandfather. That was his ringtone when he used to call me. I love it.
Regina King.
Absolutely, yes, playing both of those voices, which mm-hmm. is amazing. And I would just also mention, taking it back to what King said, making sure that you get yourself right before you try and get in a relationship with someone else. We will discuss that in depth, like on so many other episodes that we're gonna have. But that was something that we kind of mentioned at the very beginning. Like, if you don't get your baggage out of the way, at least have someone that's willing to help you with your baggage and help you get there. Because I feel like when we came together, I had a lot of things that I was still dealing with. But even in that time, King was still willing to help me and work through those different things. And that was really, that made us grow a lot closer and a lot stronger. And he really honestly was like my counselor for real at some point. You know, I was able to vent to him and let him know different things, and he was able to just talk some sense into everything that I was going through. So I appreciate him being there and being that rock, and that's important to have someone like that in your life where you feel like you can be vulnerable enough with them and you can conversate and have that discussion. But also know that you have to do your own work, because when we came together, we were both, you know, living our best lives, like doing whatever it is that we were doing. And it wasn't, we weren't begging or hoping for someone else to come into our lives. I see a lot of, I'm just speaking to women at this point. I see a lot of women that are just like, you know, I need someone in my life. You know, I really want a man and da da da. And it's like, your man will come to you while you're living your best life and doing whatever it is that you're doing. If you're holding back that trip to Bali because you think your man is in New York, like, don't. Like, live your best life. Continue living your life, and your significant other will come along as naturally as, you know, you're living your life. And you have to continue to be who you are and not lose yourself in thinking about other people and the things that you want to acquire. Just perfect yourself and work on yourself and be content in yourself, and then someone else will come along and be like, dang, she, you know, look like she enjoying her best life. I want some of that, you know, have some of that energy and contribute to that energy and help her continue to enjoy her life, or vice versa. And that's really what you want in a partner. You don't want someone who's going to come along and can't really add to you. You want someone who can add to you and contribute something to your life.
What I would say is I definitely appreciate the roses that you also provided, and I'm not going to just be one off and be one of those people that, you know, look what I'm like. It's a lot of it too is obvious that you have to have an understanding of where someone else is coming from, and you mm-hmm. have to be able to listen, be open. And never get it wrong too. Every day is going to be a challenge. Not to say it's hard, but every day is just going to be a challenge. And it's an understanding, like, you're going to have disagreements. You're going to, you know, have to have some time. And there's been some times where I've said something to Queen and she said some things to me, and it took me a while. I had to sit back and listen to it. And I'm like, I see what Queen was talking about.
Or mm-hmm, Queen vice versa.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'd be like, I appreciate you saying that. Like, it took me some time and I had to sit back and I think I appreciate it. And the same thing. It's like, I'll go ahead and tell a story because Bae likes to do her little subliminals and tell stories and force them out.
Oh my gosh.
So, you know, we love our exercise and when it comes to roller skating mm-hmm. and rollerblading. And we were in a section of a park where it wasn't really fully complete, but it was construction. An experienced individual that on skates manageable mm-hmm. for someone that beginner intermediate it could possibly be dangerous mm-hmm. and Queen made me realize that after the fact of us surviving a mm-hmm. dangerous situation mm-hmm. but it at the time of me thinking from a point of view as a man in our relationship, I looked at it of, we've been through so much before. This is just a small obstacle, realizing.
Because we went on that other one not fully prepared and ready. There were all these hills that we had to tackle, y'all. It was crazy because I was shaking.
Let me put it into some perspective because you're still going through the trauma. I can hear
I was shaking.
Your story is still... So
right
there,
like they have a meme too. They're like, "What really happened versus how black people will describe it happened."
Yeah.
And there's this girl like getting attacked by a dog, and then the other one is someone else getting attacked by a lion.
Exactly, it's totally different. So there's two different instances when we first started skating. We were very, beginner, brand new. We're used to flatter surfaces, and if it was some type of incline or decline, it wasn't as steep. We went to an area where we were used to walking, but we realized that walking and rollerblading or skating are two totally different
the
aspects.
The slightest degree in incline.
You're going for, so we, you know, there was a portion.
And especially
of,
the way King takes his time and oils our skates and bearings and everything, our wheels and bearings.
You know, I'm a very maintenance individual because I think about things ahead of time. But mm-hmm. Queen is right. You know, that day we walked it and our thought process from walking it to actually skating, we said we got it. And we went, made sure that we had our, you know, our safety equipment on, but it's mm-hmm. the thought process of going down a path that has some either a split within the path where there's a breaking of like a bridge, right? And then there's a metal plate before the bridge and the pavement.
Something, anything your skates can get hooked on, caught on.
Or
abruptly stop you from rolling.
Right. Or sharp turns, which this one unfortunately had a decline. So on one section before the breaking where you get to a midsection where a bridge is, there is a very sharp corner, right? Mm-hmm. Sharp corner. And there's a decline also on this corner, right, like literally right before you get to the corner and to the bridge, there's a very decent steep decline where mm-hmm. you know for a walker it's fine, but for someone that's on a bicycle or, you know, maybe an experience on skates, how to slow down, that's something that we're just brand new to.
Y'all, I only had my jam plugs in. Yeah. Don't even own any plugs.
Plug, not yet. Not yet. Plugs, right. But it's the experience. So during that time, we realized a dangerous moment. I saw danger and the reaction of danger from Queen, and it was a moment of, okay, that was a dangerous situation. Now, further into that, we've been, of course, taking our time, doing better, improving
and
our skill set.
And trying those obstacles on flat surfaces, like mm-hmm. going over cracks and having to lift your feet up while you're still moving at a certain rate of speed and, you know, timing and things like that.
And that's the metaphor mm-hmm. aspect of a relationship, is moving at a fast pace together.
And trying to tackle all that at once was too much. My anxiety was through the roof. Mm-hmm. Y'all, I was visibly shaking.
Yes.
And King was cracking up laughing. He's like, I've never seen you like
so
this.
So that, because I've been in situations where the fear level to that extent for something sloping was very normal for me, because mm-hmm. I've been in a more you know, situate, you know, situation where a hill was, that would jump with something baby, but it was still the experience, okay, flying on some skates, yeah, and still having the obstacle, the path, and but worrying about someone else and then not having the same experience or have gone through it or not, mm-hmm, you know, it's different, even with the, yes, skate, it was different, but
and oh, just to, yes, and also to highlight and just verify how tricky and how many different obstacles we had to go through together. There was one point where King had to go down. He was like, all right, I'm gonna go down this hill first. And once I get to the bottom, I'm going to see if I can stop. If I can't, I'm going to turn around and help you stop. And it was so funny because when I saw the way he went down that hill, I said, oh, he's not stopping.
Anytime soon.
I said, oh, he, because it wasn't, it, when you're skating on skates, it's fine for you to go down a hill, but you have to have a good maybe 5 to 10 feet of it starting to flatten out, mm-hmm, or you're still just going downhill this at this rate of speed, mm-hmm, and at the rate of speed he was going downhill, he was gonna hit the bridge and possibly get his skates caught and then, you know, completely fall going at a very high rate of speed,
right.
So he ended up like getting to the end and ended up grabbing onto like the fence,
which is wooden.
Yes, and ended up getting like a splinter. Didn't you? Did you still have the splinter?
No, I got that out. I was a G about that night. You know what I'm saying? It was about right. The 3-inch splinter. You know, it was something. It was serious. You know, no bourbon or nothing. I just took that straight.
Right. We had him, you know, bite on a rag, and then I did a small incision.
Yeah, all that. But I ain't even gonna talk about that.
Exactly.
Got the scars to prove it.
So then King turns around, looks at me, and he's like, "Come on, come to me." And I literally, when I say we collided. Like two, if you ever seen toddlers run at each other and not realize like one of them has to stop and then, you know, like the momentum and then they both just like knock each other out. That's nearly what happened to us. But King was like, I got you. I just went right into his shoulder. And I want to apologize for anyone who's ever played football with him and has had that shoulder. Oh my gosh, he is, hitting him is like a solid brick wall. I was like, oh my gosh,
it was amazing. Only 1 year contracts,
so. Right? Right, only 1 year contracts
only
right
one
now.
Year contract 6 months right now. Yep, 6 months
during the season, off season, I do what I want.
Do what I want.
Exactly, but yes, that was just showing the trust that we had to have with each other too, and skating together too has, yeah, it's a lot of trust because we'll go through certain obstacle courses. Like what King did, one of the hills we went down, he was going down the hill at a good distance in front of me, but and he was like, you can start rolling like after I get down a little bit, so I start rolling after he starts to roll. Then he gets halfway to the bottom and he turns halfway around, he said, don't do it. But y'all, I'm already descending. I'm already going down the hill and I can't abandon it, because when you're going at a certain rate of speed, you have to either commit to it or just know when you fall or you dodge commit out, it's going to be, yes, yeah. You have to commit to the fall. So I ended up doing it, and that's when I really started panicking, because I'm like, why is he saying don't do it? Like, what is he seeing that I'm not seeing? And I'm just like looking around and trying to... Oh my, y'all, it was so much. So it's little moments like that that would just build trust in your relationship and just give you something like little memories. Like now we're sitting back thinking about it, cracking up laughing at that moment.
Yeah,
I was like, no, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, because
I also, yeah, we still had a good distance to like skate back to where we had come from,
of course.
And King was like, do you want to keep going? I was like, I don't know what's around that corner, but let's ask that man over there. And they was like, oh no, we definitely got to go home. You asking random strangers
about what's going on right here. Right, that's how you know you a whole tourist. She done turned into a whole tourist. Mm-hmm. So fearful, she done turned into a tourist. But when I was, that was our first time. But that was the experience of danger and mm-hmm. the experience of it again. But the second time, the reality was, and to be quite real about the situation, it was dangerous.
There was they a whole held portion of sidewalk missing, look, and it was replaced with gravel. We had to. It was like a half of, like a foot that we had to jump across.
See,
more than a foot.
But I knew it was different when we first started on the path. Mm-hmm. And remember, I was coming off of the sidewalk, and I jumped off the sidewalk. You said, "Whoa."
Oh yeah.
You said so she had already was like, I don't know who this person is, because I can tell
he was doing something. I remember what you're talking about.
We
too
coming off the sidewalk
and onto
the road, and you said whoa.
I said, all right.
So I started jumping. I started jumping, and she was like, whoa. But so we went through the path again. We went through this path before, the bumps, and we've gotten used to the small. And that's what I'm trying to say to y'all. And I know, we've been on it for a minute, but the metaphor aspect is it literally don't try to, especially together, try to do all of these large things at once.
Yes, it will overwhelm you. Yes, and you'll both throw in the towel. Like,
yeah. But it's smart to do the small things, getting your turns down pat, actually moving together, functioning together, hey, mm-hmm. one skate and actually one of holding the other person, yep. while the other person, and you get to see, okay, damn, this is a part of the relationship with people talking about where, literally get on a tennis court and skate with your partner, right? Have them behind you, don't have them skate nothing, and you literally skate around. See how much power and energy you have to literally pull a person along within a relationship, and that gives you a clarity of a relationship. It gives you trust, because that person has to go around with you and know, okay, all I have to do is take little small steps while I'm getting my energy together.
Can't turn too wide and mess around and mess that person up.
Because it'll mess the both of us up.
And that's exactly. That's mm-hmm. perfect. What he's talking about is when we go to the tennis court mm-hmm. and we'll actually, one person will be in front, other person be on the back, so we have like a train thing going, and you hold the person in the back.
You did it to yourself.
Not that type of train.
All right, go ahead.
So we'll have that going, and you're just holding on to that person. The person behind is just holding on to the person in front's hips. And
you're trying to be so PR right now. Yes. Go ahead.
And you're just, the person behind is just planted their feet, their skates, so that they're not moving their skates at all. You may have to, push off or something, but you literally are just sitting there holding that person's hips, and then the person in front is skating for all of their life to make sure that they get you around. And we go around like 3-4 times with one person just holding on, and your leg it sounds so wrong, but I'm just talking about skating.
What happens to the legs?
Your legs
going around.
I'm here in the build-up, man. Yeah, this sounds really bad. Don't listen to this one, kids.
No, I don't. Go ahead.
Your legs will be like dead at the end of the day. It kills your legs. It's a leg killer.
Best squats in your life.
I'm telling you, y'all. Your legs will be on fire after that. But definitely try that out. Because that's definitely something fun that we do, too. I appreciate you mentioning that.
Yeah.
That was a great analogy, and it's something that we actually do, too.
Yeah.
And I shout out to all the white people that see us skating and let me put their, little input in there. It's hilarious. This is some of the things that we've heard so far. What's one of them? Looking good out there. I have some skates of my own, but I'm too scared. Yes, that was my next one. Shout out to the group of white people that walk past us, and the one white girl turns and she's like, "You are looking really good. Do you all do this professionally or like for a hobby?"
What? Take it professionally.
Thank you. I'm
a professional hobbyist.
A professional hobbyist. Yes, I love that. News flash, white people. We can just be like basic as hell and look amazing. Like, that's just a news flash. Like, I don't want it to be a shock. Like, once you see, like, oh my gosh, this random black person, like, came by and picked up this, random ball that he's never seen. A random, croquet stick and stuff. Mm-hmm. And killed it. Mm-hmm. So, it just is what it is. I appreciate that as well. Because it makes you, okay, think I'm looking good. Okay, let me try that trick that I saw on YouTube the other day. So, it gives you a little bit more encouragement. So, shout out to y'all, because y'all funny. Oh my gosh. Do you have anything else to say regarding to our topic today?
Oh, no. Just make sure that you all communicate and definitely have the openness of trust and do exercises. Do your homework. Yeah, do your homework and exercise, man. It's definitely
exercise with your partner.
Yeah.
That is a tip. Like, we'll get more into depth about that later. Mm-hmm. But like, exercising with your partner has so many benefits, okay? Including sex improving. So we're going to move on. Want to improve your sex? Run together. That's all I gotta say.
There
you go. So I'm gonna leave you with some lyrics from Anderson .Paak, because he made it very, very simple in this song, and I love this song. It's called "Make It Better" featuring Smokey Robinson. His chorus says, "Do you want to make it better? Do you want to stay together? If you do, then let's please make some new memories." It's as simple as that. Think about if you want to be with that person, if you want to make it work, then just make some damn new memories and move on. Stop living in the past. Move on and love each other and live your best lives, because you only have one life to live, and it would suck spending it with someone that you really don't care about. You're supposed to be with someone that you're able to be a big ass kid with the rest of your life, really. And then, you know, eventually grow together and change each other's diapers. Isn't it cute?
Especially when you take someone for your own. You know, you can't survive on history alone.
You are not going to start reading the lyrics. He tried to make himself sound smooth, y'all, but I'm going to get y'all hip. I'm going to get y'all.
You can tell that person, you know, maybe at the hotel or motel. Or, you know, but we got a room at home. And go to a place that we don't know so well. It'd be nice. Add a little spice.
Yeah, you see? You see how it literally sounds like song lyrics? You can
definitely try some new seduction. You and me. Show each other how.
Y'all, we love you all. And we will see you all next time. And we appreciate you all sticking out and tuning in and seeing this part two. Again, please make sure you check out part one. Comment down below. Let us know how you feel about the episodes now that we've rebranded a little bit. And also, be sure to check us out on anywhere that you listen to podcasts. If you recommend a podcast to your friend and they're like, "Oh no, I can't listen to them because they're not on Google Podcasts." Guess who on Google Podcasts? We is. Okay? So recommend them to your family and friends. That's your homework too, besides the list for you and your partner. Recommend it to one or two other friends and family members. Tell them, come on over, get some education and some laughs. But we'll see you all next time.
Do you want to make it better? Yes, you do. Peace out.